Are you ready for the Dallas Cowboys podcast?
Come on back, five steps, a block from Murray, throws a deep sideline on the right side, the ball's up in the air, grabbed for a touchdown, over the top of the corner by Dez Bryant. What a catch by Bryant. One for one coverage, Bryant just took it away. Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback, back to throw, chased and sacked by DeMarcus Ware. Right away, hi, I'm DeMarcus, nice to meet you. Wow.
They might want to block him.
Snap, snap, here they come. Romo peels off to his left, throws it to his left, to Robinson on the left side of the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys. And Romo pumps his fist and says, come on, crowd, get into this. First down, back to throw. Get protection up in the pocket, deep down the middle of the field. All alone at the 15-yard line, Robinson. In for the touchdown. Quick strike, LaRon Robinson, 58 yards. Run, Murray, left guard, walk the dog. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Now, four possessions, four touchdowns.
In the blue jersey with a play fake. First down, back to throw, rush. Throws the ball out, down the field, tipped and intercepted by Newman. At the 40, right to the 30, to the sideline of the 25. And the Dodger is pretty good luck. Hey, Raj, way to go on that interception. Back to throw, a little late pressure. Intercepted at the 40-yard line. Newman is second of the day. Left sideline, pick six. Touchdown, Newman.
Texas. That's right, we did have some fun. In Texas, in Dallas, at Cowboys Stadium on Sunday. 44-7 blowout against the lowly Buffalo Bills. That has to hurt. That has to seem a little too familiar if you're a Buffalo Bills fan. Hey, Bills, you don't come into Texas and get a win, brother. You're going home with your tail between your legs. Got to bring in the AC/DC for the big wins, right? I'm going to smash my face through this desk right now. I'm just going to headbutt everything. That's how excited I am. Get a little AC/DC going on. Buffalo Bills, you were thunderstruck, buddy. You didn't see it coming. It was like a freight train. Tony Romo, career day. Set a record for Cowboys for completions. DeMarco Murray ran his ass off. Where has this guy been? Felix, I love you, but you're going to be a backup. Sorry. What's your best at anyway? DeMarco Murray is your new starting running back in Dallas. The guy's a beast. He's made all the difference in the world. Hey, you know what? It makes your quarterback's job a lot easier if you have a sweet running game. So, thank you to Jerry Jones for drafting DeMarco Murray. The kid's a game changer. We'll look back at that game. This is America's Team, the Dallas Cowboys podcast. I'm your host, Joe Bandy. I'll be guiding you through the next 30 minutes or so. We'll be taking a look back at last week's win. And then we'll take a sneak peek at the Washington Redskins coming up. But we have a whole show dedicated to that coming up. Still feeling a little under the weather. The voice is, you know, the voice isn't there, guys. It's a little off. I'm not going to lie. Still feeling a tad bit under the weather. But you know what? We're warriors here in Texas, so if that means I got to man the mic, I'm going to do it. So sit back. We'll dive into it. And not a whole lot of bad things happen on Sunday, so it's going to be a really nice, positive show. Your Dallas Cowboys, 44-7. Sweet. Got to love it. We'll dive in next. First down. First down. So, if you've ever wondered what it feels like to be a Buffalo Bill, go out and stand in the middle of the freeway and get ran over by a Mack truck. That'll probably give you a pretty good idea how Ryan Fitzpatrick, Harvard, must feel this week. Because that's what happened. They got ran the frick over, right? I mean, it was like, it was a little, you know, this is how the Eagles must have felt when they handed it to us a few weeks ago. Because the Bills looked up and it was like 28-7, man. It was 28-0, like lickety splits. Having been fortunate enough to be at the game, you know, I'm a season ticket holder, guys. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's just where it's at. This is how I roll. I sit on the 50. You know, I'm up there. I'm looking down. I'm watching this game, and I'm liking what I see. The atmosphere was great. It was Veterans Day. You know, little shout-out to all our veterans out there. The Cowboys always do a great job of representing, showing our troops how much we care about them. So nice little celebrations on Sunday for the vets. Roger Staubach was in attendance. Also, a little trivial note, little J.R. Ewing signing. Larry Hagman was in the house. So that was kind of cool. But the coolest thing was watching the Cowboys just derail a pretty prolific offense, number 4 in scoring in the league right now. We dismantled them. There was really nothing for them to do. They could not get anything together. The Cowboys had answers for everything the Buffalo Bills were doing. And on the flip side, the Buffalo Bills could not stop the freight train that was the Cowboys. Guided by Tony Romo's record-setting performance, set a club record, consecutive completions, had another 3-touchdown day. And wow, what a difference a running game makes. DeMarco Murray lights out. Game changer. The guy makes runs that normally you would get no gain into 3 or 4 yards. And I think that's been the biggest difference in why the Cowboys have been playing so much better. Because they're really, really balanced right now. When we had Felix Jones in there and Tashaar Choice, who really wasn't much of a choice, we weren't getting it done on the ground. We couldn't run the ball. Now, you got to say that part of that was the offensive line. They're young. They hadn't played together a lot. I think what you've seen in the last couple weeks is an offensive line that's gelling together and Montre Holland. So I think that's been some of the biggest differences. But when you're a balanced team, and we'll hear some audio here in a little bit from Romo and Garrett. But when you give an NFL quarterback that extra half a second to be able to progress through his reads and get all the way through his reads, he's going to eat you alive. Ryan Leaf could have probably eaten the Buffalo Bills alive on Sunday. Tony Romo had a lot of time in the pocket. Now, I did not watch the national broadcast, but I can tell you from my vantage point, it was pretty clear. Tony Romo had a lot of time sitting back there. There were a couple times where it did break down, somebody got through, and I think we're seeing a healthy Tony for the first time since the first game. A couple times he did his little shoulder slip, reverse turnaround, flushed out of the pocket, boom, found big gains down the field. And that's the Tony that we remember from like 2009 and when he first came in for Bledsoe. A guy that could, you know, he was elusive. He had some wheels. He could skate around in the back, you know, in the backfield if he needed to, buy enough time to find somebody downfield. And that's exactly what he did. Laurent Robinson, boom, 2 touchdowns. The guy's turned into a pretty nice receiver. There wasn't a lot of people begging for Austin Miles on Sunday in the stadium, I can tell you that much. Because Robinson more than enough filled in for the ailing hamstrung Austin Miles. Dez Bryant had another good game. The guy's a man playing among boys. That first catch, gee, many Christmas. I mean, he just manhandles the corner. I mean, that wasn't the best thrown ball, and he just went up and took it. and made it. He's like, man, this is my ball. This is not your ball. This is my ball. So he manhandles corners. He's so big, but also he's so strong in the hands. He just goes up and gets it. Defense, first play of the game, DeMarcus Ware. Yeah, you may want to block that guy. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not a defensive coordinator in the NFL, but I can say this. You might want to block DeMarcus Ware. Because old Harvard got to taste the turf in Cowboys Stadium. First play, boom, planted. And it didn't get any better from that. They were knocking him around all day. He didn't have a whole lot of time. He felt the pressure. And leave it to the Bills, you know. They gave that guy $60 million. I mean, he's the first quarterback they've had in a while that's any good, but good Lord, $60 million? He didn't look like a $60 million quarterback. I'll tell you that much. So the defense played a lot better. Rob Ryan had it dialed up. Terrence Newman, great game. Two interceptions, pick six. You heard it in the intro. Very, very nice. And that's missing Mike Jenkins. You know, we had guys out there. Barry Church played pretty good. Got burned once or twice. Had a costly penalty. But for the most part, everybody stepped up. Platoon personality on this defense. It's a platoon. Next man up, baby. You go down, we got the next guy coming in right behind you. And you better know how to play. So Rob Ryan had his guys ready. I mean, this was not a Seattle team coming in. This was a lot of people, you know, were a little concerned about this Buffalo team. Now, the Jets did expose them a little bit the week before. I'm sure Rob and Rex had a chat about that. But the Ryan defense took care of the Bills 2 weeks in a row. Now, they'll get a chance to bounce back this week. I believe they're playing Miami or somebody awful. But Dallas looked good. All phases of the game. You can't say enough. This is the team. This is why, you know, some of the guys and the analysts around the league say, you know, if the Cowboys can just put some wins together, get an identity, find out who they are. If they play like they played on Sunday, they can beat anybody in this league any day. And you know what, guys? They match up pretty damn good against the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers are the class of the field right now, right? Everybody's saying they're Super Bowl bound. They're going back. They're going to repeat. They took care of business this week. They're 9-0. But I'm looking at some of the teams they played, you know, like Minnesota. They're going to Tampa this week. Have they really been tested? They're going to. They still have a game against the Bears. They've got a few other games out there. So we're going to see how well the Packers hold up. Will they go undefeated? I don't think so. Would it surprise me if they did? Yeah. I'm not saying they won't, but man, it's hard to go 16-0. You know what's even harder? To go 0-16. Hello, Colts. The Suck for Luck campaign is in full swing by the Indianapolis Colts. How does their coach still have a job? I don't care that Peyton Manning's out, but good Lord, Caldwell needs to go. That dude just looks lost. He's not motivating anybody. I wouldn't be surprised. They go 0-16. He gets canned. They draft Luck, and then they get Tony Dungy to come back. That'd be pretty sweet. But I digress. Here's the way it lays out right now, guys. We're fighting for a wild card spot. The two teams that we're up against are the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears. Now, kind of wish we had that win against the Lions back, right? Let that one slip away. Those are the two teams that we need to lose. Other than that, we have to look at winning our division. And the only way we're going to do that is by winning this week in Washington, winning at home against Miami, and then taking two against the Giants. I mean, we have it all in our grasp. There's nothing stopping us. We have our own destiny in our hands. We don't have to rely on anybody. Obviously, if we went out 12-4, it's going to be there all day long. But you're going to have to beat a pretty good Giants team twice, and you're going to have to beat Philly at home, Washington on the road, Miami at home, and Tampa Bay on the road. All those games are winnable. Will we beat the Giants twice? That's a tall order. It's hard to go into New York and win. Can we do it? Maybe. I don't know. What do I look like? Nostradamus? I'm just saying, we have the keys in our own hands. How bad do the Cowboys want it? That's the question. You're looking at, right now we're one game back. Because somehow the Arizona Cardinals found a way to beat the Giants. Now we got to play the Cardinals as well. We're going out to Arizona. So like I said, obviously if we win the rest of our games, which on paper is completely doable, we match up good against every one of those teams. And we by far have the easiest schedule of every, you know, the Giants, the Bears, or the Lions. Now the Bears and the Lions are going to have to play each other. So the key is we want to win this division, right? I mean, that's the goal every year. Start by winning your division. And how do we do that? We're going to have to beat the New York Giants. That's where it's going to get difficult. Towards the end of the year, we're going to have to take care of business against Eli Manning. So that's going to determine, you know, the cream will either rise to the top or it won't. And I'm going to tell you, the way they played on Sunday, we can beat anybody in this league on any day. And we could certainly win out. But if I was a betting man, I'm going to say we're probably going to be in that 10-6 area, and it's really going to depend on who those 10 wins are against. You know, maybe we drop a game or two here, but if we win the two against the Giants, it doesn't matter because we're going to take this NFC East. So that's kind of the goal. That's where it's set up. So we'll get into some numbers. We'll look at the statistics for Romo and the rest of the guys on Sunday, coming back in second down.
Third down.
All right, so taking a look back on Sunday's game, looking at some of these numbers. It's a pretty good day all around. Tony Romo, 270 yards, 3 touchdowns. DeMarco Murray, 20 carries, 135, and 1 touchdown. Dez Bryant, 6 for 74, and a touchdown. Dez looked really, really good. And Romo was crisp. He was agile. This is his first game back without the vest. You know, the big Kevlar protective vest. So, and he didn't get a shot for the second week in a row. So you could tell, at least from my vantage point, you could see he was running around a little easier, able to get around a little bit better in the pocket. And the guy was just slinging fire. I mean, those passes were on target, and they were humming. He had a little bit more velocity. No bad decisions. And I really think a lot of that goes back to, A, he's healthy, and B, that line just gave him a little bit extra time to get through his progressions, because that's the goal. The NFL quarterback's goal is to find the guy with one-on-one coverage. Find the open receiver, right? That's where you want to throw the ball to. He had the time to do that, and he gashed him all day long. Romo looked sick. All you Romo haters out there, The guy's nails. The guy looked pretty good. He had a couple bad games this year, but you know what? This is why you're paying the money. This is why he's our quarterback. Not a lot of guys can play the way he played on Sunday. He set a franchise record. I think he was 12 for 12. I know on the first drive, he was 4 for 4 and a touchdown. He scored touchdowns on his first four possessions. So Romo looked pretty tight. And that's what you want this time of year. Right now, you're seeing a plethora. That's right. I drop big words every once in a while. But you're seeing a plethora of quarterbacks either start to play bad or they're getting injured and they're going out. Excuse me. This week alone, you see Roethlisberger, Oval Redenbacher, like I like to call him, got some kind of broke thumb. Schaub's out. He's probably not coming back. He's got some kind of foot injury or something. I don't know what's going on with this kid. Anyway, he's done. Michael Vick came out. He's got a couple broken ribs. So Andy Reid's saying he may not play on Sunday against the Giants. I'm like, are you kidding me? The one time we need the Eagles to win, I mean, this is what happens. Just like the other week when we needed New England to take care of business against the Giants. What do? They don't do it. It's like, come on, man. We need the Eagles to beat up on the Giants. We got to get that game back. Andy Reid's saying he doesn't think Michael Vick's going to play. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Tony Romo played with, 12 broken ribs and a punctured freaking lung. Give me a break. He goes back to my theory that Michael Vick is overrated. Guy went overall number one in my fantasy league. I'm loving that pick. I'm glad it wasn't me, buddy. I took Tom Brady. I mean, come on. That's a no-brainer. Michael Vick is undersized. He runs around too much, and he's not accurate. Been in the league 9 years now. The guy's just not accurate, and he can't read defenses. This is what happens. And they overpaid him. $100 million? Are you out of your mind? Andy Reid's going to be gone at the end of the year, and I don't know if that's a good thing because there's a lot of good coaches waiting to fill that seat. Jeff Fisher, what do you think? You think that guy would like to get behind the wheel of the Eagles? Bill Cowher? If it's between those, if it's between the Eagles and the Dolphins' job, are you kidding me? So, Andy Reid's probably going to get jettisoned. They may send him upstairs or something. But that's something to think about in the future, because you're probably going to get a pretty good coach sitting in there regardless. The Eagles are done, but if they could at least knock off the Giants in the process, that would be great. Could you please beat the Giants on Sunday? What have you ever done for the Cowboys? How about hook us up, right? And then the Cowboys need to take care. They need to take care of business up in Washington against Sexy Rexy. Can you believe they put that guy back behind the wheel? On again, off again relationship with Sexy Rexy. He's back, people. I can't wait. Can't wait to see what the Dallas Cowboys have for Sexy Rexy. Anyway, I digress again. But yeah, we've got to make up some ground against the New York Giants. So maybe we'll get some help. We probably will not. That's why I'm saying it's in our hands. We have to take care of business ourselves. And I kind of like the way Jason Garrett handles business. I think he's going to have this team ready. If we can get on a run, this would be the time to do it. And looking at, this is going to be going into Washington. The last time we won three games in a row was towards the end of the 2009 season, where we actually won like four in a row, including a playoff victory against the Philadelphia Eagles. So it's been a while since we've won three games in a row. We didn't do it last season. Of course not. Last season was horrible. So we have a chance to turn some things around here. Go three in a row this weekend. We'll try for it against the Redskins, and then we come home for Miami on Thanksgiving Day. So these are the kind of games that we have to win, the games that we should win. If you look on paper, you know, we should win in Washington. But you just, with the team in the past, you never knew what was going to happen. We should have beat Philly in Philly. Philly was horrible. And you know, they go out and lay an egg after they cremate us. So we need to win the games that we're supposed to win and then go from there. So a win on Sunday will go a long way. Because then we come home and we have Miami, which we should win at home. And you can't, you know, you start counting these wins up. You can't do it because it always bites you in the butt in the end. But you'd like to see us run off a couple more, and you'd very well like to see the Giants drop one game. Because I think once the Cowboys get in the driver's seat in the NFC East, we're not letting off the gas. Step on their throat. And let's take it to the house. So let's look at a few more of these numbers from Sunday. The one that really stands out to me is third downs. 8 for 12 on third down. That's kind of been our Achilles heel all year long. We haven't really been able to convert third downs. So did a really good job on third down, 8 for 12. And then turnovers, we were plus 3. And then we scored in the red zone. We were 2 for 4 in the red zone. And that was another thing that we needed to turn around. Now, penalties, we were still 8 penalties for 74 yards. You can't win close games giving up a lot of penalties. We've got to cut down on the penalties. That used to drive Bill Parcells bananas. You got to cut down on that. So we need, that's the one thing, and it surprises me because Jason Garrett is such a stickler for, you know, he's kind of a hard ass, I guess is the word I'm looking for. And I know he preaches that. So it's kind of weird to see that our penalties are up. So they need to get that under control. Tony Romo had a passer rating of 148, basically perfect. 270, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. That'll win you a lot of games right there, guys. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 20 for 31, 146 yards. 1 touchdown and 3 interceptions. Had a QB rating, 46.6. Not very good. I'm not happy if I'm a Bills fan. You know, shave the beard too, by the way. The dude looks like he's 80 years old. The guy's like in his 20s. He looks like an old man. You know, I get it. You went to Harvard. He probably wears a tweed jacket when he gets off the field. You know, smokes a cigar. And goes up and hangs out in his study and sips on brandy with his big-ass beard. Lose the beard, dude. That's all I'm saying. Lose the freaking beard. Maybe, learn to find an open receiver. Just throwing that out there. Anywho. So, all in all, Cowboys just dominated. I mean, there's no other way to put it. They dominated in every area, every facet of the game. And that's what you want to see. It doesn't take a lot when your quarterback is throwing darts the way he was on Sunday. And your defense holds them to 7 points. Now, granted, they did miss a field goal, and they did go for it on fourth down. I believe they missed a field goal. And they were playing from behind, so yeah, they were going for it on fourth down. But those were empty net points anyway. The Cowboys had them in the dirt. After halftime, after that first series, when we came out and scored again, they were ready. You know, the Bills were just ready to get the hell out of there. They knew it was over. So looking forward, that's what we have to do. The Cowboys need to come out and score early. And we converted our third downs, and we had our running game going. And if we're going to continue to win games late in the season, that's what it's going to take. Because we have to find ways to be balanced. And you start by running the football. And Jason Garrett has always taken a little bit of heat because sometimes he used to forget to, oh yeah, I have a running back. I might want to run Felix Jones here. You know, but I think he's kind of now that he's got somebody that can actually pick up yards, it's made us so much more balanced because they're having to drop a safety down in that box. They're having to drop it down, drop somebody down to stop the run. And when you do that, that just opens up everything. And you saw what happened. Laurent Robinson completely wide open. I mean, he was 5 yards behind the guy for that touchdown. I think it was a 56-yard touchdown. And so it just opens everything up. And then once again, the line. I mean, I can't say enough about that offensive line if they can continue to play the way they did. And then you look at, and I don't think this is getting enough play, and I don't think people are aware of this enough. And maybe they talked about it on the national broadcast. I don't know. But I really think the addition of having a healthy Tony Fiametta back has made a lot of difference because that dude's blowing people up. I mean, he just blows people up, creates holes, boom, DeMarco. And then it doesn't take much. It doesn't take a whole lot for DeMarco Murray. He sees, what I like about him is he sees the field so well. Like Felix Jones, a lot of times, he doesn't, it's almost like he just doesn't see the holes. He doesn't see, you know, he can't see where to go. The great backs have that vision. And in Dallas, we're used to that. Emmitt Smith, amazing vision. He could see the whole field. And that's what you want. And I think that's what DeMarco Murray has, and that's why he's so good. Let's just hope he stays healthy. So, all in all, the Cowboys had a great week. Not a lot to say. You know, the only really negative I can say is that they got to cut down on the penalties. The penalties are going to kill you in close games, especially you get to the postseason. So I was going to throw some audio in. We just don't have time. I talk too much. But we'll get it in for the Friday show, for the preview show against the Washington Redskins. So we'll have plenty. That show will probably go a little longer. This show, I really wanted to just kind of break down a little bit of what I saw and what I liked. And so in a nutshell, if people are asking you, hey, man, you know, the Cowboys look good, you can say, yeah, they did. You know why? Here are the keys. We ran the ball. We protected Tony Romo. And our defense played lights out. Pretty simple stuff, right? Pretty easy combination for victories. And, by the way, we have a pretty badass quarterback. We got a lot of people out there that hate on Tony Romo. I'll stat Tony Romo's numbers up against Michael Vick's any day. And Michael Vick's been in the league 9 years. The guy still can't complete 50% of his passes. Tony Romo's near the top. So, in my book, there's not a whole lot of quarterbacks I'd rather have. I mean, you look at all the guys they said were better than him, and they're not doing very well right now. Mainly thinking about Phillip Rivers. Doesn't look too good right now. So let's get it done this week against the Washington Redskins. Thanks for tuning in. As always, I'm your host, Joe Bandy. This is America's Team, the Dallas Cowboys podcast. Tune in on Friday. Go Cowboys.
You've been listening to America's Team, the Dallas Cowboys Podcast.